On this episode of TJ Talk, be prepared for some insight on healthy living, mental health, and inspiring others as we spark the conversation with Denisha. This guest is a former personal trainer, the owner of The Inspired Athletics Fitness Apparel, brunch connoisseur, and she makes creations with her business, D's Classy Creations. We're excited to sit down and chat with her, and we hope you all enjoy. And if you haven't already, make sure you love on somebody today, even if that somebody is you. So, of course, to go ahead and get started here on the Melanin Mic, we always want to know, what did you do to love on somebody today?
That's a good question. So I'm going to use myself. Okay. So this is my week of self-care. I took off of work for the whole week, and I had therapy today.
Blessing.
So I loved myself with my therapy session.
What? Like you had like with a therapist?
Oh yeah, I see a therapist every other Tuesday. That's my girl.
Like
that's
not like
self love.
Not like a physical therapist, but like a psychologist.
Yeah, she's dope. She's amazing. What? Yes,
that is beautiful. You know, I have a therapist too. She is okay.
I say everyone should get one. Like, you don't have to be crazy to have a therapist.
That's what I be trying to tell people.
And I also visited my best friend. I'm in San Antonio right now. So after this, we're going to do tacos. I'm excited. That's my self-love for today.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's see. For me, I have to say that I loved on somebody today. Let me see. I checked on my best friend before she clocked into work.
That's sweet.
Sure that her mindset was going to be right before she clocked in for her work day. So definitely, like you said, want to make sure that you check in with somebody, you know, if you're having a hard time so that somebody can get you motivated to get
through. Yes, I like that.
Pretty. So we want to know, who is Denisha? Now we got a few guys questions. We'll get to those later.
We'll save that for later.
Because they nosy want me to do all their hard work.
I'm like, y'all chill,
man. I'm telling you. But so why don't you tell the people, where are you from, Denisha?
I'm from Cali. So born and raised in Cali, Oakland to be exact. I came to Houston for college and I never left after. California is so expensive and I was not trying to be in debt and then try to pay, you know, rent or mortgage in Cali, just too much.
Yeah, that's what I hear her. My best friend's in California too. Mm-hmm. And she stayed after we graduated college. So, and then like at some point her parents were even thinking about moving, like you said, just because the cost of living was so much cheaper.
So and the food is so much better in Houston.
What? The food? Mm-hmm. Okay, now I've had some Californians cook for me and they say the tacos are better than California.
Okay, so our Mexican food back home is top notch. Here it's a lot of Tex-Mex. We don't do Tex-Mex, we do authentic.
Okay,
so we have like it's so good back home. That's about the only thing that's better than Houston is the Mexican food.
So you said you came to Houston for education?
So I went to TSU, Texas Southern. I graduated with my bachelor's in health studies and my master's in kinesiology.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Come through, sis.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So with that, you've always wanted to be in the medical field?
So no. Originally, I wanted to become a collegiate women's basketball coach.
Oh.
So I did that for a little bit. Yeah, I was a grad assistant with Cynthia Cooper. It was a dope experience. Okay, it was amazing.
I was there when Coach Coop was there. Yeah. Love her.
Yes. So it was fun. It was great. And then I just realized that it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I tried. There are many aspects that I won't go too much into. It just was not for me. It didn't fill my soul. It didn't feel right. So I said I need to do something else that feels right for me. So I decided not to go that route. I've always worked out. I've been a basketball player since I was 12, so I've been an athlete since then, and that's been part of my life. So that's how I started personal training.
Okay.
Yes.
With personal training, so just to again clarify, this is something
that you actually sought a career in that you also have a degree in. Like,
Yes.
and say, oh, I'm gonna go look up these workouts on YouTube and go teach
I mean, a lot of people do that now, so.
Right. But you actually, you know.
Yeah, I have the education behind it.
Right.
And I worked at the Y, which is how I met Crystal and my best friend Tamina. Hey, Bella. So it was cool. I did that. I started training there while I was on the clock. I would like low key train my friends. I was like, come up here, I'll train you for free. And that's like, let me get the experience first, you know? So that was cool. And then Crystal actually saw me working out and she was like, D, I really want to start working out. I see you working out all the time. Can you train me? All right, cool. Let me put a price on it. That's exactly how I start all my businesses. Let me put it out there and then I'll put a price on it if someone asks for it, right?
Girl,
So,
this y'all gym.
yeah. So, like, Chris was my very first client and we've been rocking for what, 5 years, 6 years now? Well, not currently because I'm not training right now. So yeah, my thing was I only want to train women. I had no desire to train men because I felt like I can speak more life into women. I can relate more to them. A man, you're gonna try to hit on me. I'm not trying to get hit on while I'm trying to work. Like, and guys do entirely way too much when they're working out. You're trying to impress me. I'm just trying to get a workout in, you know?
So, like you said, it was something that was pretty much unexpected, but once the opportunity arose, you created an avenue for yourself.
Right. Yeah, and I was getting hits after hit after hit for training, and it was dope. I was getting many clients, my women, they were losing, they were dropping weight like crazy, and that I was getting more so clients that wanted to lose weight. So that's what I kind of mastered in, and it was amazing. The only thing about personal training that I don't like is the inconsistency of it. So I'm motivated every single day. Do I work out every day? No. But the average person is not going to want to work out. You know what I'm saying? So like it's hard for me to gauge you to make you want to work out, to gravitate you to this element if you have no passion behind that.
True.
So that was like the downside about personal training because it's definitely inconsistent. And that's why I never want to do it full time. One, it gets boring. Two, it's inconsistent. I get bored very easily. So, yeah.
I can attest to that. If it's not, like you said, something that I'm truly passionate about that can stimulate my mind on a daily basis, I can lose interest real quickly. So how do you motivate yourself when you don't feel like motivating others?
Man, look in the mirror. I'm like, my motto is this. I want to be ready every season to go to the beach. I don't, if it's winter, I want my abs. I want my muscles. You know, if it's springtime, I want the same thing. So I always want to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. That's like literally my thing.
So there's no summer body, there's no winter body. It's, you're
This
all
is
for
a year round, no.
season. Okay.
So like when I injured myself recently, I tore my Achilles. Had to get Achilles surgery. So of course during that time I couldn't work out the way I normally work out because I couldn't put all that pressure on my body because I was going through recovery. So I picked up pounds. A lot of my muscle weight turned into fat because I wasn't using that. So it had been hard to like go back to my natural weight just because I had so much body fat that I'm not used to. So, but now we back, we good.
Okay, so you know what works for you might not work for others. How do you
Right.
go about like catering a fitness plan to one of your clients?
That's a good question. You have to really gauge your client. You have to go through that consultation phase to see what exactly their goals are. What are they looking for? Is it short term? Is it long term? And also break that down. I would say like you can't spot train. Everyone wants a big ass. I mean, big butt, sorry, with a
Right.
small waist. You can't just say I'm gonna do glutes every single day and think that you're just gonna have a big butt. It doesn't work like that. So it's just gauging your client and making sure that you know that everyone is an individual. And if they have injuries or anything like that, you need to also take that into account. So basically filling out your client, and see what works best for that individual client.
So when it comes to you deciding to no longer be a personal trainer, but of course, like you said, you're still be in the gym, you still be in the gym. So you just decided to not take clients.
I started Inspired Athletics, then I had D's Classy Creation. So I just had so much on my plate. I hadn't trained anyone. I mean, even after I ruptured my Achilles, I was still training. But as I was going through rehab and physical therapy, I stopped training just to focus on myself. So it was more so I have way too much on my plate and I don't want to overconsume myself. Because again, self-love is everything. You can't keep overstimulating yourself and not taking a pause. So
Right.
that's something that I took away from my plate and I'm okay with that. But every time I do that, I get so many people that are like, hey, I want you to train me. Oh my God, I said enough right now, just right now. So I just haven't picked it back up yet because I don't feel comfortable with, I don't have enough time, honestly. I just don't. I can train myself every day, but just to have that mental space to have to train other people and to put that into my schedule now, it's
Right.
not going to fit.
Right. So what did you learn about yourself from training other people?
Oh man, I can be very hardcore when it comes to training. It's a whole different, I'm a whole different person. It's like when I'm on the basketball court, I'm not the classy D. I'm Monica. So if you guys ever meet me when I go
Gotcha.
out, I always say my name is Monica. But I learned that you have to be patient because just because I desire to have it as much as I want to have it doesn't mean that person is going to be the same way. So yeah, it takes a lot of patience, and just know that things take time. You're not going to see results in 5 days, not even 3 days, you know? Like it takes time and you have to be consistent. So just being that factor to having my life be consistent in working out and inspiring others to do the same, that goes a long way.
So, what's your take on the fad diets
It's
while
a
working
no for me, sis. It's a whole no. I mean, yeah, it's just really
okay,
a
let me
no.
clarify or like further elaborate. So, for yourself, being someone who is personally fit, do you feel, I mean, everybody says that, eating is like 80% while working out is like 20%. What do you feel works for you?
What works for me? But I want results in a week, honey.
A week before
What
their
works
birthday,
best for me?
like get me
Right.
right.
No, I've had people be like, hey, my birthday's in 14 days. What can I do? I'm not about to stress about that. I'm sorry, I can't help you. No, I cannot help you. Okay, so what I think what works best for me, I have to eat healthy. So my nutrition is like top priority. If I'm working out, I can work out 5 days a week and eat like crap. I don't feel like I'm gaining fat. I see where it goes to my belly first, then it hits my face. That's a no. So I really take that into consideration. I really do try to eat healthy on a daily basis, which is why I love to brunch because I eat healthy Monday through Friday until lunch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't eat terrible at all, but I am going to brunch. It's my favorite thing. So I reward myself because I've been doing so great.
Okay, that's like the you hear that, guys? That's the key.
Well,
You are
that's
literally.
my key, not everyone else's. It works for
And
me.
we did clarify what works for her. So you said that because of other activities that you were no longer to train, and one of those activities would be your athletic apparel, which is the Inspired Athletics.
Yeah,
So,
that's my
of course,
baby.
you being a personal trainer probably has something to do with that, but what exactly, brought about building your own brand when it came to the
Good
athletic?
question. So, if I'm not dressed up for brunch, I'm always in athletic gear. Like, I love leggings, a cute sports bra, biker shorts, a crop tee, a crop hoodie. I love it. So, why spend all my money on like Nike, Adidas, when I can just make my own brand?
Right.
And it This has been like a dream for the past 5 years. I just never put actions behind it. I had this idea and I have like notes from 5 years ago in my phone still with like, what should I do? What should I name her? What am I target? Who am I targeting? Like all these things, it just sat there. So each year, slowly but surely, I would kind of work on it, but not too much. So last year during the pandemic,
Nothing
God was like, baby, sit down for a little bit. So I got sat down. I, got my LLC, got my DBA, talked to a lot of entrepreneurs, networked a little bit. I'm very shy. So I have a hard time with networking. Until I get to know someone, then I'm okay. So just putting myself
Hey.
out there with like networking and getting my name out there. Yes, I was able to sit down and create a plan and, really work on Inspired Athletics. And that's how she came about.
That's what's up. So that's what's up. This process, you entrepreneurs, there are a lot of avenues that you could take to do some research or find out more information on your business. I know that for a few, there's some like those little pamphlets that they give you. There are people selling business plans,
Oh
all
my
types of
gosh, there's so many people who sell business ideas and programs. It's too much. It's overwhelming.
It is. So what made you decide to go in this instance straight to the source to speak to other entrepreneurs? Why did you decide that that was better for you than, the other opportunities?
Because I have passion behind it, and I wanted this to be a brand that I stand behind, and I know that it means so much. Like how the name came about, Inspired Athletics, is I've gotten so much feedback from women and men. You inspire me to do better. For if that's like eating better, eating healthier, working out, or feeding yourself spiritually, I've inspired someone, and that's been like my common feedback. So I put a twist on it. The D, I go by D. So I did it as Inspired Athletics.
I do like how you always have the D somewhere in your business things. Like you said, you've been working on it for a really long time. I know that me personally, I too worked on my brand for a really long time, especially prior to launch. And my biggest thing was perfection. I was always trying to make sure I got the right website, trying to make sure my logo looked right, trying to make sure the colors looked right, to the point where, like you said, it took about 3 years before I even decided to do something with it. So what was your biggest fear prior to launch?
Oh, my biggest fear. There is so much anxiety behind launch day, okay? I
There.
just wanted it to be perfect, but what's perfect? I think we create this perfection in our head and we go with that, and that's where we go wrong because again, we're setting standards in our head that's really not real. So I think that I just had so much anxiety. I was excited. I was nervous. I was scared. I was anxious. It was overwhelming. Because again, I wanted to be perfect. I wanted people to buy. So saying that, I didn't have a goal or like I didn't have a number in my head when I launched of how much I wanted to make. No, I just knew I wanted it to be purchased. When I launched on February 22nd at 2:22 p.m., it was rolling in. I was so like, I was in physical therapy. I told my therapist, let me take a second. I need to post this really quick. And like, I was getting notification after notification after notification. I felt so blessed. Like, literally, it was like the most humbling experience ever. It was amazing. So it was all worth it. The anxiety it was perfect.
So, what do you feel now since your launch has been the best part of entrepreneurship for you?
The best part? Ooh. So I have a whole career outside of my entrepreneur things. So when I'm at work and I see like I'm making sales while I'm at work, and I'm just like, ah, that's it right there, right? And then also when I get booked for these classic creations for balloons, I'm like, wow, how am I managing all this at one time? And I'm just sitting at my desk doing my work. And literally, God is just blessing me. That's the best part. Like, just, it's just like God be like, baby, I see you, I hear you, I got you.
Amen. It's such a beautiful thing. So, like you said, you do the books for D's Classy Creations, which is your other brand. So, not
Girl,
only
we've been busy.
you have athletic apparel, and you also have D's Classy Creations. Can you tell us a bit? Because I know you're a crafty girl, so it contains a list of things that you're capable
Yes.
of.
So D's Classy Creations started, I mean, like which part? So, like, I think last year, 2 years ago, maybe last year, I'm very festive. Like, I love celebrations. I love the holiday season. I love different seasons. Like, oh my gosh, fall is my favorite.
I can
So
imagine.
I had this whole idea. I wanted a fall wreath, but I was looking at them online. They were really expensive and they were ugly. So I'm like, I need it to be like fall all over, no dead areas. So I
You got
went
all this
to,
green and all this extra shit. You're like, where's the decorations of the
where's
sample?
my glitter? Exactly. Where are
Right.
my pumpkins? So I went to Michael's and Hobby Lobby and I literally got my supplies to make a wreath, posted it. I got orders the next day. And I was like, okay, cool. That's great. So I started off with wreaths. And then I had a friend who had a birthday in July of last year. And because we're all shut in because of COVID, she's doing a house party. So she's like, can you come over and help me decorate? I'm like, of course. So she wanted balloons. I made this balloon garland for the first time. Looking back at the picture today, I'm like, oh, that's so lame. That thing was like, that's trash. Being that I've gotten so much better at it. So I posted that on a Saturday. My big bro hit me on a Sunday because he was throwing his wife a surprise birthday party and he wanted to book me for balloons. So I said, yes, I can do it. Let me put a price on it. Let me get back to you. And it just went from there. So, yeah.
You know, the best thing I'm learning is, guys, all services don't come for free. If they
Listen.
asking you,
Yeah.
it's okay to put a price on it.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, you don't want to spend your time. Like, yes, it's a hobby. Yes, it's fun. But also, it's your time. It's your
Right.
effort. It's your creativity, your uniqueness.
And those
So,
supplies add up.
yes. And then it's your brand. So I have evolved. These Classic Creations has evolved so much since last year when I first made that garland in July of last year to now. I'm busy every weekend. Like, and it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. I enjoy it. I'm always in awe of my work once it's completed. Once I step back, I'm like, oh, that's gorgeous. And then my clients give me their feedback and they are just in love. So
Yeah.
it's fun.
So you should definitely follow her Instagram to check out her photos. It is D's, like DS Classy Creations.
Yes.
Look, are there any underscores?
No, there's no underscores on that one. I don't think. No, I don't think so.
Awesome. So which one is your favorite to do currently when it comes to handling the entrepreneur side? Do you like doing the athletic apparel more or the balloons? Sorry,
I
the
like
crafty
them.
creations. Let me not
I
limit.
like them. No, you're good. I like them both. Because I can be creative in different avenues for both. It's a different outlet for me. I love seeing people in inspired. Oh my God, it's the most breathtaking thing because I know I look good in it. So when I see my inspired crew, I'm like, oh, y'all are bad. Like, y'all are amazing. And then when I do my balloon decor or event planning and I execute that event and it's just beautifully done, it's a different kind of feeling that you get. So I like them both to answer your question. They fill me in different ways for sure.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So, with all of this, you have a main job that you function with, and then you also have these different things for entrepreneurship. So, as a person who has navigated through all of these niches, how exactly do you organize your day so that you can execute all of your tasks?
Good question. I'm a very routine person. So I pretty much wake up every day by 5, 5:30. I'm in the gym by 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was a
yes.
person, but girl.
Yes. I have meal prepped. I haven't meal prepped in a while, but like I'll have my food ready for me. I write down a lot of notes. I have 1,000 notes in my phone and in my calendar. If it's not on my calendar, it's not happening. If I miss an event and it's
That's
not in my calendar, that's probably my bad because I didn't write it down. So I just think that just writing down things and prioritizing things. I have to take things by step. And I also put a lot on my plate. So again, what's top priority and how can I fit this all in one day? And I make myself overwhelmed because I say yes to a lot of things, but I'm learning how to say no and being okay with saying no and saying like not today, maybe tomorrow.
Right.
So again, writing everything down, making notes on my phone, adding it to my calendar, prioritizing things based off of needs, and also allowing time for myself. I was not allowing that time and I was getting overwhelmed. I have a great friend circle and we date each other. We go on dates. So like I feel like I have to include them into my existence because they're a big part of me. So
Amen.
again, just like prioritizing everything and making time for yourself and doing things that you like to do outside of work because you don't want to just work your whole life. Like, why am I working? I'm not enjoying life. I want to be present in every moment that I have, you
Girl, look at you preaching to the choir. Oh my goodness. So I absolutely, like you said, I
Yes.
love it all just because the balance that you have to have when you're I sounds like I don't want to call you a perfectionist, but I'm like sounds like you're a perfectionist like me.
Oh
So
man, yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
I know how hard I can be on myself, especially with like you said, learning to look at things on the positive perspective. For me, being somebody that also work off lists, I'm like a daily list person. And my biggest thing is when I don't get the things done on the list, and then I'll get upset and I'll be like, oh, now I gotta move this over here to this
Right.
step, like that. So learning how to look at the list half, what they say, halfway full, and be like, okay, I didn't get to this, but I did that. Those are the things that I currently have.
Yes. And also allowing grace for yourself. I feel like that's so important. I feel like because we overconsume ourselves with being perfect and filling all these voids in our lives, but we don't grace ourselves with time and effort. Like, it's okay that you didn't get that whole to-do list done. There's tomorrow. God's going to wake you. Well,
By
prayerfully, he's waking you up. By the grace of God,
the
you're waking up the next day
way,
to finish that to-do list.
right, and yeah, that was probably like a couple of years ago. Somebody told me they was like, you have to figure out how to be nice to yourself, have to tell yourself, certain things or certain times it's okay to walk away from the things that you've planned to do and take a moment for the things that you need to do. And a lot of people forget and get lost in entrepreneurship, especially, in the age of social media, everybody's trying to be
Oh
trendy,
man.
everybody's trying to keep up with stuff. And I'm like, depending on which social media platform you're on, this shit change every day.
And people
So,
be lying. Don't you can't believe everything that
right?
people post because people be out here lying.
It's a whole little false flags going
Yeah,
on.
for sure. It's like give yourself time to step away, of course, but I love Instagram because I can market on here a lot.
Same.
And I get clients from Instagram and social media. So.
Right. So it's definitely another balance that you have to have.
Oh yeah.
So to recap, what can we do to support any of your businesses since they're
Hire me.
and how can
Buy
they
from Inspired. So, if you are looking for balloon garlands or event planning, DM me. That's totally fine. I don't have a website for that. But if you want to purchase Inspired Athletics, you can go to shopinspiredathletics.com and go ahead and purchase a set, tag us, and you'll definitely get featured on our page. I love the tags. It's fun. It's always great to see. Like I said, my crew is fire. They are bad and they're athletic and they're inspired athletics. Like it's amazing.
The future, what can we expect from?
Oh, so I have this really cool project that I'm working on. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but had a meeting last week and it's going to be a dope project that I'm looking forward to. It's something totally outside of what I do on a daily basis.
Oh, stepping outside the
Oh,
box.
it's oh my God, step talking about like trying new platforms and networking. This will be like major, and that and just seeing Inspired grow. Like I feel wholeheartedly that what sets me apart from other brands is the whole mission and what my brand name means. It's not, I didn't create this just because I want to wear it. No, it's because like I intentionally want to inspire others to live a healthier lifestyle. Whether that, like I said, if that's going to work out, that's eating healthy, if that's, feeding your spiritual mind and going to therapy, I want to be an inspiration to other women and men, because I get a lot of people that's even men, man, you inspire me. So like I just want to see that grow in many avenues than just this, and yeah.
Oh, you're such a positive figure.
Oh, thank you.
But like, have you had anything happen to where well, you almost had a breakdown yet?
Oh, girl, I'm a crybaby. Especially if I'm PMSing, honey.
Yes.
It's too much. Can I just like shut down everything and like come back tomorrow? Yeah,
Entrepreneur.
so it's hard. I've definitely cried many nights and more so not even out of frustration. It could have been tears of I'm just so thankful to be here. Like God has really blessed me. And then I could have just been overwhelmed because it's very overwhelming. You want to see these sales every single day. And if you don't hit that mark, you're like, how can I be better? You're putting
Right.
all this pressure on yourself, and that is hard. And then again, I have my friends and my family, they're amazing. Like I can go like, y'all, let me tell y'all what's happening. We're FaceTiming stat.
Girl, I call mine.
Yes.
I know, I call mine the creative crew because I'm always sending them something. I'm always like, what do
Yeah.
y'all think about this? What do y'all look about this? What
Yeah.
you
It's
about?
important to ask others' opinion because I think we may get caught up in what we like to see versus
Right.
what our consumer would want. And I think that's also something that I'm not taking that constructive criticism or the opinions that I didn't ask for, but I appreciate. And
Oh, you sound just like me. That's
it's
so me.
like, oh, that's a
I'd be
cute
like,
idea,
okay.
but so yes. It's all that. It's so much behind it. But again, it's a great learning experience. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I've been enjoying the ride. I can't wait to make a year. My 6 month anniversary is coming up on the 22nd of this month, which is next Sunday, I believe. So I'm excited. For my 6 month anniversary, I'm pretty sure we're gonna do brunch or something and like celebrate that because it could have not happened, So I just think that it's so great to celebrate every milestone, no matter how big or how small, because this is really big to me. And I appreciate everyone who has supported and has continued to support. And it's a whole blessing. So yes, I'm celebrating my 6 month anniversary.
You celebrate the small wins, always, always,
Yes,
always.
and don't wait
I
for
wait
the
for a reason.
opportunity to celebrate a big win because you have missed so many other milestones while you're trying to focus on that one big thing. No, like life is too short to wait for that big moment. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, love. This is amazing. I appreciate
Are
the
so
opportunity.
welcome. I do not want to hold you any longer because I know you're ready for those tacos.
Girl, I'm
Tuesday,
starving.
girl, I'm gonna get you those tacos and those fajitas. I'm sure you work out today.
I
Metabolism is
did.
popping. See?
Yes.
So, yes, ma'am, please go enjoy your tacos. Thank you so much for sparking the conversation with us on the Melon and Mike here. We are so happy, happy, happy to have you. And again, you guys, make sure that you follow her at Classy D and These Classy Creations and
And
the Inspired Athletics, because my girl is out here killing it in
yeah.
all avenues. And you can catch us back here next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.